Money Matters with Wes Moss on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Wes is the certified financial planner and chief financial strategist at Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about money, investing, and how to grow and keep what you have. Give Wes a call at 918-460-KRMG or text your questions to 95920. Now, your host of Money Matters, Wes Moss.
We are. That's what we're doing. We're helping you save for the future. I like that. Finally feels like Christmas, though, doesn't it? Finally chilly. It's 36 degrees on Peachtree, and it's finally Christmassy. This morning, we were gathered around the piano playing I Wish You a Merry Little... No. Have a Merry Little Christmas, which is different than Wish You a Merry Christmas. Just wonderful. Actually, it really wasn't quite like that. My kids were out playing iPads. Couldn't get them to sing anything. That's really what it was like this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. Guess what? 7.5 days left. 7.5 days remain in what we're going to start calling as of today a violently flat market. 2015, violently flat. And flat is generous because it's really not flat, because we're actually net negative on almost anywhere you look. Any stone you to turn over, you're going to find something underneath that's probably down a little bit. That's what this year really looks like. So as a reminder to all of us here on Money Matters, on this first day that actually feels like we're in the holiday season, Christmas season, as a reminder to all of our new listeners, and I get emails from new listeners too. Sometimes here on WSB, you kind of think, well, gosh, we've been doing Money Matters for a long time. This is about almost 7 full years here doing Money Matters on WSB for me. And of course, before that, many, many years with Mike Cavanaugh. And then I had a couple other years before that doing financial radio. And I've been writing with the AJC now, Atlanta Journal, for almost 5 years. And I'll be starting a new column January 5th. Should be in the print edition, I believe. I'll update you more on that. But the longer I do this, financial media, radio, writing, the longer I do this, the more listeners think that I do it full time. So full time media, radio, writing, stuff. I'm the editor for the financial planning part of About.com, so forth and so on. The reality is the vast majority of my time is actually spent on really kind of like the front lines of investing and actual financial planning. Yes, I do market updates every day for Scott Slade and WSB Atlanta Morning News. And yes, I'm here every Sunday morning for Money Matters. And I think that's part of the reason when you hear me talking about the markets, you think, oh, Wes is there on the radio, there on the radio. But really 90% of my time in the real world, at least 90% of the time, is spent actually doing investing in the trenches of investing and navigating this violently flat this year, or just the roller coaster that we all have to make the best of. And what that really means is that I'm back and forth with Ryan, who's here with me this morning, Ryan Ealy, waiting for your phone call, by the way. Oh, by the way, we're live here this morning, Sunday morning, 404-872-0750. For Money Matters. Yes, we are a live call-in show. It's the best part about Money Matters. Your questions throughout the week, and then, of course, live on Sunday mornings. That's really the fun part about Money Matters. 404-872-0750 here in the studio, or 1-800-WSB-TALK. But I'm back and forth all week with Ryan and our other investment committee members trying to tweak what we really invest in and trying to make sure that we are in the right income stocks. And the best parts of the income-producing bond market, which has been a challenge this year. And then the best parts of the income-producing real estate market and the income-producing energy market and closed-end fund market. So that's really what we're spending really most of our time on, most of the time during the week. That's a big part of it, because the investing foundation that you use and all those pieces to the puzzle, and I think of this in terms of buckets, all those pieces of the puzzle or components that fill up each bucket, the investment, the components that you choose, that's ultimately what's going to bring your retirement plan to life. So it doesn't matter if you're thinking about early retirement or late retirement or on-time retirement or part-time retirement. When I say retirement, I mean being in a position to stop working. That's what we're trying to get to, all of us, financially in a position to stop working when we want to. It doesn't mean retiring. I remember starting my book out this way. Retirement has this negative connotation. I retire a jersey. It means I put the jersey on the rafters and I no longer play. It doesn't mean that. It's a position to stop working. That's retirement for me. Financially, we've set ourselves up. All of those future years that you're aiming for. So, hey, honey, in 2016 or 2018 or 2025, the big facilitator is the investment piece of the equation. How do you best position yourself today over the next decade so that your savings, really your investments, facilitates the rest of your all those other non-money related goals? And really, that's for the rest of your life. So this is the important stuff, is what are we really doing? What's the nitty-gritty of making everything work? So logistically, you map it out first. That one of my favorite things in the world to do is it's really a diagram called a blueprint. I draw it out. It's a visual timeline with dates, and it's one page, and it is dates. I draw it out 2016, 2017, 2025. So you know the milestone years that you're aiming for. And by the way, what am I talking about? I didn't really introduce today. We're talking about the importance of why we do all this at Money Matters and then the underlying fundamental components that make a plan work. That's what I want to make sure you head into 2016 to do. It's the fundamental components that an investment plan to make it work, to facilitate all the things that we're trying to do. And in the year of 2016, it's a frustrating year. It's been a rough year for a lot of asset classes. In fact, most asset classes, most buckets have struggled all year long. Here we are with 7.5 days left, and we have most everything you could have thrown a dart towards at the beginning of this year are net negative or down on the year. So it's been frustrating. So again, going back to think of it first, very simply, and one of my favorite things to do in planning is draw out this one-page kind of plan. You visually see all the really important years, we call them milestone years, that you're aiming for. So those are, hey, what's the year when I get Social Security? What's the year when my wife gets Social? Or my husband gets Social? Medicare dates, pension dates, mortgage payoff dates, kids' college paid for dates. And then you just fill in all the different money milestones you're looking to hit. So if I have $200,000 a day or $500,000 a day or $1 million today, and I'm adding $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 a year or $5,000, whatever it is, for the next X amount of years, let's call it 5 years, 7 years, then I'll have X amount of money in 2022 when Deb and I want to retire, or Carol and I want to retire, or my wife, Lynn Moss, and I want to retire. By the way, I'm not retiring anytime soon. Yes. All of this will help you tremendous. It's going to give you peace of mind when you figure this just one page you're out, just by simply knowing where you're going. But it also helps to understand the reality of how much time you have. So the other cool thing about a timeline is that you start to understand or visualize your real time horizon, and understanding that true time horizon is going to go a really long way in helping you understand how you should be invested, which brings me back to this violently flat stock and bond and international and nearly everything stock market that has happened so far in 2015 and made it really not that easy of a year. Incidentally, and this is I'm tangentially going off here, but incidentally, there's a huge percentage of people that have their real time horizon all wrong. I hear this all the time. Wes, I'm 64 years old. I don't have a lot of time here. I don't have a whole lot of time to make up from a drop in my portfolio value. Well, sure, that's true if you're 64 and you're only planning to live until you're 66. But for most of you, that's just not the case. If you're 64, you're planning for 84 at least. At least I hope you're planning for 84. You're probably shooting for 94. That's 2 to 3 decades away. That's a world away from today. And in the economy that we live in today, just imagine how many important and meaningful and positive developments are going to take place over the next decade or two or three decades away. When you think about the last 20, 30 years, how many magnificent economic and productive strides we've made in the U.S. economy, the global economy. Can you imagine what the next 20 to 30 years will be? And you and I need to be there and be involved in it. We need to be involved in at least some part of that so that financially we're not left behind. That is where we have to operate in that. And I think we get caught up in a difficult year and a difficult week, like down 250 points on Thursday. Yeah, the Fed raised rates. Finally, by the way, we'll get to that. Hey, that was big news, but is it really that big of news? We knew it was going to happen. We talked about it for the last 7 years. Finally happened on Wednesday. Fed raised rates a quarter of a basis point. Not the end of the world. Market liked it. Market rallied. Actually, everything did well Wednesday. It was a great day. High yield bonds stabilized to some extent this week. So a lot of positive momentum Wednesday. And then boom, Thursday, down 250. Wednesday, or Friday, down 360 points. And we look at that and we say, wow, what a difficult couple of days. The Dow loses almost 600 points in 2 days. That's not really a comfortable feeling. And we get caught up in, hey, that was a difficult day, a bad week. But really, it's not about the week or the day or the month or the year. It's about the next 20 years. And if we can imagine what just happened just in the last 10 years. 10 years ago, there was no such thing as an iPhone. It didn't even exist. Today, it is the center of technological center of so many of our universes, and it's a multi-hundred billion dollar product, and that's all happened in the last couple of years. So we've got to be there over the next 10 and 20 and 30, just so we don't miss out financially and get left behind. And there's a lot more to this. We're going to continue this conversation today. Good morning. You've tuned into Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750, as we're getting close. Only 7.5 trading days on the year. Mildly flat week, but violently flat in the market over the past week. Straight ahead, more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning, Tulsa. If you have continued questions about any of this and how this folds into how you're doing your planning, and again, I'm a huge fan, big fan of one-page financial plans. In fact, if I could do that, I would. If I could write a book called The One-Page Financial Plan, I would, but it already exists. Somebody already got my title. If you'd like to do that or kind of something that you haven't gone through, that exercise, it is so helpful. And I'd be happy to walk that through with you and maybe your wife, your husband, you name it. That's something that me and the Money Matters team, it's what we do almost in any given day, almost every day. So to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so, go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. There is a link on that contact link. Those emails come straight to me if you email me. There's also a quick video about my book, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, Despite the Crazy World We Live In. The subtitle is 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees, based on survey data that I did, 46 states, 1,350 respondents, about what are the financial habits that correlate highest to those who are happy in retirement. Not necessarily the wealthiest, but the happiest. What are those financial habits? What links that group together versus the unhappy group? So it's important. It's an important piece of research that I've really had a lot of fun with, and it's been very helpful in my planning and radio and writing over the last several years. With that, again, you can find that on wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Straight ahead, more Money Matters right here on KRMG.
KRMG Storm Center, staffed with the most powerful weather team in Tulsa.
Thin layer of ice on the roadways.
Fox 23 Chief Meteorologist James Adelot and the Fox 23 Severe Weather Team are on duty 24/7.
Sleet and snow accumulating.
We will interrupt programming with severe weather warnings at least every 15 minutes and continuous coverage where warranted.
The snowstorm's pounding the metro right now.
News 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic on KRMG.com and the KRMG app.
In today's world of high-tech this and that, it's not unusual for people to not have a watch. But think about that for a minute. Whenever you want to know what time it is, you have to reach in your pocket or dig around in your purse and pull out your phone? How is that more convenient than a stylish watch sitting right there on your wrist? A small twist of the wrist and a glance of the eyes, and you know the time, and you have great style. Simple. So when it comes to watches, you want to make sure you have one with great quality and craftsmanship, and that leads you to Moody's Jewelry. At Moody's, you'll find the world's top performing timepieces from the kings of watches like Breitling, Tag Heuer, Raymond Weil, Omega, and many more, all with the great value and style you want. So isn't it about time you stop by Moody's? For hours and locations, go to moodysjewelry.com.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from 10 Gym. Celebrate the pre-grand opening sale of the all-new 10 Gym at Country Hollow 81st and Yale. Join any 10 Gym for only 10 cents. You heard right, only 10 cents. 10 Gym Preferred includes Bring a Guest free every day, every time. Free weights, free Wi-Fi, open 24 hours, Zumba, boot camp, yoga, tanning, and supervised childcare available. Join any 10 Gym for only 10 cents ends New Year's Day at midnight.
I'm here with Tom Sewell from Tulsa Gas Technology. Now, most of you know Tom as KRMG's CNG expert on The Wheel Show. But recently, Tom's been talking about fleet services they offer at Tulsa Gas Tech. But I didn't even realize all the things they do for vehicles. Tom, tell us about some of the things you offer for fleets.
Sure, Denver. We do all the obvious maintenance like oil changes, fluid check, tire rotation, and we keep all the maintenance records for you. We also modify commercial trucks and trailers.
So, companies looking for a place to get their trailers and trucks custom outfitted can come to you for that.
Absolutely. We have a full-service shop, and it's hard to find a shop to do the things the way you want them done, but that's what we specialize in. We can do welding, and we even mount toolboxes.
If you have one or a whole fleet of vehicles, you need to check out Tulsa Gas Tech, 918-665-2641. That's 918-665-2641 or TulsaGasTech.com.
They are fathers and mothers, someone's best friend, and America's true heroes. Whether out on the front lines or here on the home front, our troops are sacrificing every day, making sure that we continue to have the freedoms that make this country great.
Hi, I'm Mark Wayne Mullen. We owe no greater debt than to those who risk their lives to defend our nation. Our troops and their families sacrifice so much. Let them know you're grateful for their service. A simple thank you can go a long way.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Once upon a time, there was a nice house that lived with a family. The house loved the family and took care of them. One day, it started to rain and rain. The house wanted to protect the family, but the water got inside and ruined everybody's everything. The house was so sad, but the family didn't think it could happen. They told the house that they would take better care of her, always.
Protect what matters. Learn more about your flood risk at floodsmart.gov/care.
Nearly 80% of teachers give homework assignments online, yet many low-income families don't have internet access at home. To help, Cox has teamed up with Connect to Compete, a nonprofit that brings affordable internet to qualifying families. If you have children receiving free school lunches, you could get high-speed internet for just $9.95 a month. To see if you're eligible, talk to your school or call 1-855-222-3252. It's your chance to give the whole family a brighter future. 1-855-222-3252.
Well, hey there. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. All right, we've got some calls on hold here. So the number 404-872-0750. We've got Peggy on hold, Larry on hold, Jackie on hold. We're going to get to those calls for those of you listening, but let's quickly first go to Antonio, who's calling from Texas. Antonio, good morning. How can we help?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Oh, well, my name's Wes, because you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I just added you to my favorites for
Thank you.
The show. So.
Cool, man.
Yeah, maybe it's a very easy question for you. I'm not planning, like you were saying, I'm not planning on retiring anytime soon, at least not for the next 20 years.
Okay. So how old are you, 40?
I'm 46.
46. So you have time to go. All right.
Yeah. I also have a portfolio And my question is basically, should I hold on to the portfolio? I have mostly it's Latin American stock, and it was doing pretty well until 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Sure.
And I want to see your forecast just to see if I will, you know, take a loss and just start paying off the debt.
How much is the debt, Antonio? How much is the debt?
About 30,000.
And is that a credit card or student loan?
No, credit card.
And then how much in the Latin American stocks?
Well, it was good up until a year ago, a year and a half. It was up until 15, and now it's down to 10, 12.
Oh, so you've got this. Oh, I see.
So it's coming down.
Yeah, so you've got this emotional vice grip that you're in because your assets have gone down. You don't want to sell them now, and then you've got this other. Then you've got this liability that's clipping up 22% a year. So here, the problem is you've got this anchor of, hey, I want my Latin American stocks to come back, and then I can sell them, and then I can pay off the debt. But here's the deal, Antonio. That's your issue. The issue, but here's the deal. Latin America is going to continue to struggle for a while because you've got. They're so dependent on oil and commodity prices, and those aren't coming back anytime soon. So you're going to have languishing stocks and then this exponentially expanding debt at 22%. I don't care how great Latin America does. You need to cut bait, sell your Latin American stocks, take that and pay off whatever debt that's accruing at 22% you can. It is an easy question, but I think emotionally it's not necessarily easy for you to do. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Zeros and ones.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Our Washington watchdog, Jamie Dupree, is holding government accountable. Daily updates on the KRMG morning and evening news and all throughout the day.
There's a great divide between the two parties on how best to project strength.
News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG on KRMG.com and the KRMG app. News 102.3, Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. The whole home of the three big things you need to know. On air, online at KRMG.com, and now on every device. The News 102.3 KRMG app. Tulsa's news starts now.
News ready to go. I'm Pam Puso. Teams with the National Weather Service are heading to the Dallas area to determine the number of tornadoes that touched down last night and how strong they were.
It's just sad. It's hard to see all these people's livelihood gone. You know, cars destroyed, flipped over in front of houses.
The twister's killing at least 11 people. In far west Texas, snow is on the ground with more to come.
12 to 18 inches of snow and blizzard conditions across the southwest up towards the Midwest. Also between that, we've got a layer of ice, freezing rain and or sleet that's happening across Texas, Oklahoma, up towards Missouri.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, no longer spreading a wind-whipped wildfire along the coast of Southern California.
We had steady 25-mile-an-hour winds.
Fred Burris with Ventura County Fire. The fire is 60% contained. Fox News, we report, you decide.
KRMG's three big things you need to know. On air every 15 minutes all day. Top stories, breaking news, severe weather updates, and traffic conditions affecting you right now. KRMG's three big things you need to know. On demand in the palm of your hand on the KRMG app.
I know it's the time to buy Christmas presents. How about a little something for yourself? How about the big holiday event for GMC at Ferguson GMC? By the way, it is the best deals of the year right now at Ferguson. I'm driving the new Sierra Crew Cab pickup. I had somebody just the other day when I was pulling up to get out in a parking lot say, that's the best looking truck I've ever seen. Yeah, I agree. And right now, the Sierra Crew Cab SLT, 20% off MSRP. I'll select units like stock number G50248. You'll save $11,239. The Yukon or Yukon XL, even the Denali, 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit. And the redesigned 2016 Terrain is $4,500 off SLE2, stock number G6029. Ferguson is the number one GMC dealer in Oklahoma, the fastest growing GMC dealer in America for three big reasons. Number one, location. Right off the Broken Arrow Expressway at Bass Pro, so easy to find. Number two, selection. No one has more on the ground than Ferguson. And number three, the deal. No one beats a Ferguson deal. Make this the best holiday season ever with Ferguson GMC, where we are professional grade.
Let's face it, having IRS problems gets old. I'm Tulsa tax lawyer Travis Watkins, and I literally wrote the book on IRS relief. You can meet with me, Travis Watkins, personally in my office in Tulsa. I charge a one-time flat rate. The other guys charge you more and more till you're broke. Call me, Travis Watkins, at 877-2794. I'm local, I'm licensed, I'm a weapon. That's 877-2794, or go to taxhelpok.com and get a free copy of my book. Let's solve your tax problems. Taxhelpok.com.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you. A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Nearly 80% of teachers give homework assignments online, yet many low-income families don't have internet access at home. To help, Cox has teamed up with Connect to Compete, a nonprofit that brings affordable internet to qualifying families. If you have children receiving free school lunches, you could get high-speed internet for just $9.95 a month. To see if you're eligible, talk to your school or call 1-855-222-3252. It's your chance to give the whole family a brighter future. 1-855-222-3252.
A cold and miserable Sunday with flooding chances continuing through the day today. Highs in the upper 30s to right around 40 degrees, more like mid-40s in southeastern parts of the state. And we'll see that heavy rain continuing with strong north winds. Flooding chances will continue with rain totals between 3 to 5 inches through the day on Sunday. And we'll continue to see the rain overnight Sunday and into Monday morning. A brief window of opportunity for wintry precipitation, especially north and west of Tulsa, but accumulations do look light. And we'll keep things cold, highs in the 30s to around 40 all the way through New Year's. From Fox 23, I'm certified meteorologist Ben Wallnick for News 102.3 KRMG.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on WSB Radio. I'm your host, Wes Moss. here every Sunday morning to take your phone calls and your questions. 404-872-0750, what we're calling a violently flat week. And violently flat is really generous because even though the week was down a little bit in the stock market, it felt worse than it was because we had down 250 on Thursday and down 360 on Friday. It felt bad, but we were up a lot in the week. So we wiped that out, and then we actually ended up net negative on the week, but not tremendously. And then that's the way 2015 has been. The whole year has been very difficult for most asset classes. So here we are year to date. Dow Jones is down almost 4%. 17,128. And then S&P 500 down about 2.5%. So just a, but if you look at other asset classes, small cap and mid cap down 4-5%. International stocks, if you look at the Euro Stock 50, down about 5%. If you look at emerging markets, down 15-18%. I looked at Vanguard, emerging market ETF, VWO this morning, down 18% on the year. So gold is down 10% on the year. And then bonds have been relatively flat on the year. High yield bonds are down about 6% on the year. Higher quality bonds are that's where you're finding some flatness. So for instance, LQD, high quality corporate bond ETF, down 4% in price. It's paid about 4% in interest. So it's about flat. But if you have 9 out of 10 major asset classes or major areas that are anywhere from down a little to down a lot, and you've got 1 out of 10 area, one out of those areas that's flat, then it makes for a frustrating year. And that's part of where we stand today. Let's go to the phones here again. We're live here this Sunday morning. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK for your call, your questions about anything that's happening in the world related to money. Are you frustrated where you are? Are you stuck in an investment? Are you wondering if you should make some sort of change? We'll talk it through. I'll give you my second opinion, as objective as humanly possible. We'll start with Larry, who's, it says here, the Harbor Club or some sort of Harbor Club. Is that a, I would suspect, Larry, if you're on the phone, is that a golf club?
Yes, it is a golf club.
Okay, so wait, are you playing golf right now and you're just in the cart on your cell phone, or are you getting ready to play golf?
I'm just waiting on a frost delay to time out.
This is a frost delay type morning. Just so you know, on Peachtree, it's 40 degrees, so you're probably getting close to being able to tee off.
Yeah, about 10:30.
Well, incidentally, that's where Ryan and I would be right now. If we weren't doing radio, Ryan and I would be out with you waiting on the frost delay, so we'd be ready to tee off. So, good morning. How can I help?
Yes. Just in general, to get to the bottom line, at 65, working one more year, been in corporate America for 45 years. But in general, looking to draw off of accumulated assets at a rate of about 5%. And I know there are different management teams and firms that will comment on various drawdown percentage rates, but on average across the years at about that age, what is your feeling on that target?
Really important question. This is the crux of everything, is summed up in Larry's question. How much money can I really withdraw every year on average from my portfolio? And it is really with great debate that surrounds this very question. And I will tell you that the one thing that gets lost in the debate is when you really start. So the first thing, Larry, I would tell you is that, I'm cognizant of this because of my work with early retirees, and I wrote in my book something called the $1,000 a month rule, which is based on 5%. So if I have, and the $1,000 a month rule is for every $240,000 I have saved, it's really equal to about $1,000 a month in income / drawdown withdrawal over the course of my retirement. And the math is simple: $240,000. Times 5% is $12,000 a year, or $1,000 a month. But you really can't apply that rule and count on the $1,000 a month rule if you're an early retiree. So if you're 55, my thought is that 5% withdrawal rate is too high. It is in those more traditional retirement years. And it sounds like closer to where you are, Larry. I mean, you said you're 65?
Correct. 65, planning on working one more year. Social Security increases when you get to 66 in my bracket. So that 5% plus Social Security puts me where I want to be.
So if you get into a more traditional age, 66 to 70, then I think it's much easier to count on a withdrawal rate at that level. I think what people run into and run into problems with is if your withdrawal rate is too high too soon. So if you have a 5, or if you're really pushing it, and your withdrawal rate's 5.5 or 6, and you're 62, it's too high too early, because the money does have to last. It's got to last a long time. It's got to last 20 to 30 years. So I think in your particular case, 5% is really the maximum level you want to get to. But I will also comment on something. I think it's, again, lost in the conversation, that we're very, very – there's all this talk about how investors want to average. Hey, I want to average around 5%. The problem with that is that you and I both know – that there is no average year. We never get average years, or very rarely does the market ever get close to its average. So you're going to have, and this is worth reminding yourself of, and anyone listening, that we're going to have years like 2013, where the market's up 31 or 32%, and your bonds did pretty well, and your stocks did really well, and you, at that year, you, even a balanced portfolio did 10 to 15% total return. Sure, your income was 4 or 5%, but you had a huge amount of total return because of the appreciation. And then you have a year like 2015, fast forwarded to this year, where you have stocks that are net negative 2 or 3%. International stocks are down a lot worse than that. Emerging market stocks are down a lot worse than that. And the best your bonds probably did for you this year is flat. And if you own municipal bonds, you might be up 1 or 2% on the year. So you get a year like this year where you're it's very difficult to even, you can't get to a 5 or 6% rate of return in a diversified portfolio unless you owned the infamous FANG stocks, F-A-N-G, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, where the market very narrowly focused on just those four stocks. They did really well, but pretty much anywhere else you look didn't have a good year. So you're not going to be able to, in any given year, if things go badly across the board, it's very difficult to have what you would like to have, which is an average 5% year, right? And we know that if interest rates are so low that you can't buy a CD that gets close to that. And quite frankly, you can't buy a really safe bond that you can just invest in to get close to that. So it's not... It is important to note that your portfolio can be set up to have 5% average returns over time, but you're going to have years like this where that doesn't happen, and it looks as though and it feels as though you're taking your 5% and your portfolio is down 5% or more. But I do think it's reasonable, Larry, that over time, over the course of 10 years and 15 years, so you going from 66 to 76 to 80, that you can count on withdrawing close to 5%. And again, anything less than that makes it lower stress on the portfolio. It takes your RPMs down a little bit. And I think that, so if you can try to start over the first year or two or three at maybe 4.5 and then increase to 5, then that makes the equation and the math even better. The other thing you can do is that if you start out a little under what you'd like to take, so if you think you're going to take 5, but you take really, you withdraw only 4.5, if we do get a good year or two in the market in the next few, then you can really take that excess, and it can really help give you that much more cushion as you start out retirement. So number one, this is a great debate within financial planning. I've heard professors and economists say you should only count on 3%. 4.12% is, by the way, is the highly agreed upon number It's about 4.1-4.2% plus a 3% inflation rate on top of that every year. So you take out $50,000 and the next year you take out $50,000 plus 3% and you escalate that by 3% every year. A balanced portfolio that has a little more than half in stock, a little less than half in bond historically over any rolling 30-year period doesn't run out of money. That's the agreed upon number. So if you go to closer to 5%, Larry, we have to have a decent market. It's going to be real difficult to do 5% a year if you're starting, and when you start, and here's probably the third most overlooked area of withdrawal, has to do with the sequence of returns. If you start withdrawing money and you start it in a really bad year, so you start in 06, and then 07, you get a huge drawdown, and 08, you get another huge drawdown, that actually will impair the longevity of being able to take out 5% because you've got this big hole and then you have another hole that you're digging in when you're already in a hole. So you've got to be careful in those first couple years, Larry, to understand your withdrawal rate, and 5 is doable, but you've got to reassess if we go through another calamity really, really early in your period of withdrawal. So it's not just, hey, let's set it and forget it. I'm taking 5% for the rest of my life. You've got to make sure that you're really you're understanding and being careful about the 5% and be willing to reassess that or adjust that a little bit depending on how your overall portfolio does. I hope that answers your question, my friend.
Understood.
It's a work in progress. It's something you have to stay on top of. Number one, it is realistic. Number two, and number three, I hope the frost delay allows you to get back on the golf course at, it looks like, the Harbor Club, and that you can tee off at 10:30 like scheduled, my friend.
Will do. Thanks a bunch.
Have a great rest of your Sunday. You are listening to Money Matters. The number here in the studio, 404-872-0750. If you'd like to find me and the Money Matters team, and again, we do this all week long, trying to figure out the best income-oriented stocks and income-oriented bonds and closed-end funds and real estate and energy area, you name it, that's what we're doing really 24/7 here in Atlanta in Sandy Springs. So as you head into January 2016, if you'd like to come in and kind of reassess, we're there to do that or help you with that. You can find us on my website, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. There's a contact button on the left-hand side. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. We'll be happy to talk. Stay tuned. More Money Matters straight ahead right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And Tulsa, even in a difficult year, we've got to be able to take stock in where we stand. Diversification had a pretty rough year than the headline numbers. Small companies and mid-caps down 4.5-5% year-to-date. The Euro Stock 50 down 7%. High-yield bonds down 6% when you count, even when you count the interest. EAFE, Europe, Australia, Far East, down about 4%. Emerging markets, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, down 18%. Gold down 10%. Oil, since late 2014, from over $100 for West Texas crude, down to 35. That's a 65% drop. So energy stocks this year, just in 2015, down 26%. Even utilities down 10% on the year. If you count the income, call it about 6. High-quality bonds were flat, but that's about the only other place that you could have sought safety and less volatility. So it makes for a frustrating year, and that's okay. We've had plenty of solid years recently, 2013 up over 30%. So we'll continue to be patient. We'll continue to stay diversified and focus on income and eventually have that train move in the right direction. And again, me and my team at CIA, we're here to help. If you'd like to find us, my website, Wesmoss, WESMOSS.com. Contact button, left-hand side. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Stay tuned for more Money Matters coming up next week, next Sunday, right here on KRMG.
Tulsa's election headquarters brings you in-depth election information with the KRMG campaign manager.
Which political enemy are you most proud of making?
We break it down twice a day at 6:40 and 8:40 on the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter.
Here's the backstory on what he was talking about.
Find the KRMG campaign manager 24/7 on KRMG.com and the KRMG app.
Some very recent and beneficial tax laws have changed for farmers, ranchers, and business owners. Check with your tax accountant regarding these changes. At Stewart Martin Kubota and Kubota Construction Equipment of Tulsa, we have rows and rows of new Kubota equipment, including L-Series Kubota tractors, M-Series tractors, Kubota loaders, Kubota disc mowers, and front blades. Check with your accountant to see if these recent tax benefits help you. If you need us after hours, call 918-756-3560 or stewartmartinequipment.com.
Stewart Martin Equipment. If it's not orange, it's a lemon.
Wes Moss, host of the brand new Money Matters, will be right here in Tulsa on KRMG. He'll be live every Sunday morning from 10 to 11, where he'll take your phone calls and text messages on the air. He's in his seventh year hosting Money Matters, but he's brand new to Tulsa and would love for you to join him. Find out more or email him by going to wesmoss.com. That's WESMOSS.com. We hope to hear from you on Sunday, 10 to 11, right here on KRMG.
OK Foodie, Tulsa's ultimate dining experience. A full three-course gourmet meal prepared right in front of your eyes by top local chefs, paired with perfect wines from Park Hill Liquor and Wines. OK Foodie hosted each month in the amazing showroom at Kitchen Concepts, Tulsa's premier kitchen and bath remodeling company. Party Pro Rents brings the beauty and elegance as the official provider of tables, chairs, decorations, dinnerware, flatware, and stemware for OK Foodie for over 5 years now. Party Pro, everything you need for a party, big or small. Get your OK Foodie tickets at KRMG.com.
You love to read and can't imagine a world without books. And you don't have to. Even if you have a vision impairment or disability that makes reading difficult, you can still tame the West with Louis L'Amour. Fall madly in love with Romeo and Juliet. And help a young wizard named Harry explore a magical world. The Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped has thousands of free audiobooks to loan. Call 1-800-523-0288. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
They are fathers and mothers, someone's best friend, and America's true heroes. Whether out on the front lines or here on the home front, our troops are sacrificing every day, making sure that we continue to have the freedoms that make this country great.
Hi, I'm Mark Wayne Mullen. We owe no greater debt than to those who risk their lives to defend our nation. Our troops and their families sacrifice so much. Let them know you're grateful for their service. A simple thank you can go a long way.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nearly 80% of teachers give homework assignments online, yet many low-income families don't have internet access at home. To help, Cox has teamed up with Connect to Compete, a nonprofit that brings affordable internet to qualifying families. If you have children receiving free school lunches, you could get high-speed internet for just $9.95 a month. To see if you're eligible, talk to your school or call 1-855-222-3252. It's your chance to give the whole family a brighter future. 1-855-222-3252.
Well, yes, sir. Here we go. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. And again, we've been talking about what's been a violently flat week in, well, violently flat week, violently flat year in 2015, where almost every asset class has struggled to get above the flat line. So it's not really the best numbers are large cap companies or large stocks. S&P 500 has been kind of one of the best areas, down 2.5% in price year to date. The Dow's down about 4%. from where it started the year in price. And that's on the surface, and that's the headline. But really underneath of that, you have small and mid companies down about 4 and 5%, Euro stock 50 down 7, high yield bonds down about 6, Europe, Australia, Far East, so the EFA down about 4, emerging markets down 18, gold down 10. And then, of course, oil, since late 2014, was over $100 a barrel. Today, it's 35. That's a 65% drop. So energy stocks this year, XLE, the ETF that tracks energy companies in the United States, just in 2015, down 26%. Utilities down 10% on the year. If you look at, that's from price. I'm looking at XLU, the ETF for that, with the income of about 4%, call it negative 6. Now, high-quality bonds did okay this year so far, about flat. Municipal bonds about flat, plus about 2 to 3% in yield or interest. But when you have 9 out of 10 major areas down anywhere from a little to a lot, then and you've got 1 out of 10 that have done well or at least flat, it makes a overall diversified portfolio have a pretty frustrating year. And that's okay. We've had some very solid years in the last 5, 6. 2013 was up over 30% in the S&P. So we have to continue to be patient and diversified and focus on income. And eventually, we'll get the train moving in the right direction. Eventually. We just have to be patient. We're here to help if you need help. Some people can climb the mountain on their own. Some people just plain need a little bit of help. And we're here to help make the journey a little bit easier if you're in that camp. You can email me. Go to my website, wesmoss.com. Emails on the left-hand side contact button. They come straight to me and the Money Matters team. But stick around. We've got a whole other hour of Money Matters straight ahead. News, weather, traffic first right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Ferguson, Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM, Sand Spring, KRMG Tulsa. Fox News is next.
Hey, Anita, it's Dave. Dinner, dessert, go Dutch, Dave? Sorry about last night. I had no idea my ex-girlfriend would sit in on our date or about your tree nut allergy. Anyways, pre-EpiPen, you said this date reminded you of your favorite show. The one you recorded on your Contour DVR from Cox with like 1,000 hours of show space? That's so many dates. We could literally watch everything together. Speaking of, want to go out again? Ex-soulmate and allergic reaction aside, I'd say we had a pretty good time. I won't make you pay. Again. Sorry, my psychic's on the other line. Call you back.
Store all your shows with Contour from Cox. Get a Cox bundle with HBO from just $99.99 a month and add Contour Record 6 DVR service for 1,000 hours of DVR storage. Ends $229.16 for new residential customers with 2-year agreement. Includes new subscription to Cox Contour TV, Internet Preferred, and Phone Essentials for 12 months. Rate increases by $30 a month for year 2. Early termination fees may apply. DVR service extra. Excludes equipment, install taxes, surcharge, including $3 a month, broadcast surcharge, and other fees. Storage claim based on standard def programming. Capacity varies with mix of HD and standard def recordings. Other restrictions may apply.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
News 102.3, Tulsa's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. The whole home of the three big things you need to know. On air, online at KRMG.com. And now, on every device, the News 102.3 KRMG app. Tulsa's news starts now.
From the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, I'm Farron Salee with team coverage of our top local story. Heavy rain is flooding several roads in Green Country and making driving conditions very dangerous. IMSA medics tell Fox 23 they saw 34 car accidents Saturday. They blame a combination of holiday traffic and wet roads. Storms over the weekend also left many people in the dark. More than 2,000 homes were left without power in the Tulsa Metro. According to PSO, those outages are scattered throughout the county and appear to be weather-related. Crews work throughout the night and have most of the power restored. Our neighbors in North Texas got the worst of the action. The National Weather Service confirmed at least one tornado near Garland. The death toll in that area is rising. 11 people are dead, and rescue workers are going through more homes and searching in the debris for anyone else who may be trapped. For Fox 23.